Cheryl, you know how on the airplane there's always like some group of drunk assholes, you know, the kind of people that make instant friends in the airport.
Wearing Hawaiian shirts and thus and so, yeah.
Exactly, in the airport bar, and one's a gay and the other's a couple and they're all drunk. Well, they were in front of me, so I didn't mind forwarding. And I had to, did you see though, I took pictures. I had Aunt Teresa.
Delois.
I had Delois next to me and her sister Diane.
Now, I was on an airplane the other day because I was visiting my sister Jan Brewer in Yuma, Arizona. Yeah. And there was an old man. Have you ever seen that Crank Yankers Grum from back in the day?
Green Acres?
Crank Yankers.
Crank Yankers. Yeah.
Remember that one Elmer, the old man?
I guess.
Well, there was this old man about four rows back, and he wanted a menu. He said, excuse me to the stewardess, do you have a menu? I need a menu. And she said, no, sir, we don't have any menus. He said, well, what kind of food are you serving? And she said, well, we'll make an announcement soon. Do you have a menu? I need to know what kind of, I'm hungry, what kind of food are you serving? Every time she went by, he asked for a menu. Mm-hmm. He reminded me of your dad.
My dad doesn't ask for menus.
Okay.
Thanks for the great story, Rachel. I really enjoyed it.
Rachel?
Yeah. Okay. It's a very Arkansian story. No offense. How do I get to the goddamn Grums switch thing? I want to play the thing with the thing. Damn Grums switch thing. I want to play the thing.
Oh, I look ugly. Grums.
Pete and you, who will
do?
Now, man, can I ask you a question? Pete and you, who will
do?
Now, man, I don't want to hear our older Grum.
I don't either, Nate.
I don't want to hear our older Grum.
I don't hear it twice.
I don't want to hear our older Grum.
Stop
it.
I just want to get in the chat room.
I don't want to hear our...
How do I get in the chat room? Will somebody please, for once and for all, tell me how to get in the goddamn chat room?
Now, Madge, can I ask you a question?
No.
Okay.
No, you can.
What is different about tonight? Now, I don't want to jinx us, but so far, your video quality is so much better. Yeah.
I'll tell you in a second, as soon as I figure out how to get...
Because Apple fucked up your shit?
Okay. Tell me how to get my chat room on.
Well, you open up the Ustream page and you...
What's the Ustream page?
I don't know.
Well, tell me.
Okay. Product.
Product?
Yeah.
Ain't no product.
Product.
Videos.
It looks like you're hoarding again.
Oh, fuck. They're going to delete all my fucking records on this goddamn fucking...
Well, obviously, Marion.
Cheryl, why can't you tell me? I just want to get in the chat room.
I'll send you a link to your own new stream channel.
Why you gotta hate?
I mean, isn't there, like, you have the Ustream producer, Grom Holder, a chat thing up in there?
Well, that's what I'm... No, it doesn't have that. Oh, it does. But that never works. No, see, that thing never works because the problem is that never logs me in. Hi, honey. Okay, I've got commercials. Please choose a sponsored video to watch your own Grom. Oh, it says shut down Fat Talk, Special K. Yep, that's the ad we're hearing, honey.
And now
I want to hear this. I wish I was just skinny.
93% of women fat talk. We believe it's a barrier to managing their weight. It happens everywhere. Especially when shopping for clothes. To show how damaging words can be, we created a store filled with actual fat talk.
See, Aunt Teresa just died.
That's awful. It's horrific. I'm, like, starting to sweat.
What is this?
That's actual fat.
These are things I've said.
It's like you're bullying yourself.
What?
Why do it to yourself, Cheryl?
I can't talk about myself that way.
About why you're fat.
We need to shut it down.
We need to be each other's support.
Yeah. Reversing the fat talk. Making it positive
Positive
now
fat
Now you
talk.
Ruined the no problem thing.
No, but Cheryl, you say the video looks good, but it's...
It does.
It's the wrong aspect ratio. No, it's the wrong aspect ratio, and I have this
What happened?
Lesbian
what did
facial
you change?
Hair. What are you talking about?
What's different in this ground versus
lying?
It's
a fucking mess. Well, first I want to fix the aspect ratio.
And maybe, I mean, you don't need the quality to be this high. Then when we call Noah Board and my friend Cleo, it's going to get fucked.
Now my quality is too high for you.
Well, I'm just saying, okay,
I'm gonna stop
bandwidth for Cleo.
I'm going to stop broadcasting for a second. Okay. Be right back, audience fuckface. Cleo. Don't get them all excited about Miss Cleo. Don't get them all excited about
her. My pussy is pretty wide.
Don't get them all excited about Miss Cleo. What?
What? What?
Let me refresh. Okay, you should be able to refresh, and hopefully I'll be in 69.
69?
Yeah.
Okay.
Checking. It's not on yet.
If you turn the quality down, it still looks pretty nice.
I don't see nothing.
Looks good to me, but I'm just going to say that I want to make sure that when we grum with Cleo, if we do, that I get the most bandwidth possible.
You're a cunt.
Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe Giga Chuckin' Yuckle is right.
Oh, I got to watch another commercial for fat?
Why don't
for
you
over
use
40
the
years
cat
now,
in the U stream?
People have been
thing.
Enjoying the Starbucks beverages they love.
Fat.
It doesn't even have a volume stream.
I'm.
With the Verismo system,
you
can now enjoy your favorites at home.
Verismo.
It's the only machine that crafts Starbucks lattes, espresso,
listen, we have
and signature
a
brewed
lot
coffees,
of requests
all
for technical
at the touch of a button. And now is the
just
perfect time to get the gift of Starbucks.
Chrome with AdBlock, you wouldn't be seeing that.
I have AdBlock on, you dumb cunt.
Well, how come I don't see any ads Pod. Ever?
Well, maybe because you're ugly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, granted...
Granted, yes. Okay, now I'm in 69, right?
Sure. Now,
okay, you asked me what did I change, right?
Do you have a job yet?
Oh, God.
Okay, what did you change?
We'll
cover that topic first.
I didn't get the job, and I'm very sad. But we will discuss that. I took some of your advice, Cheryl. Actually, I got this device. It's by the D-Link. It only cost, or no, it's some other company, but it only cost me $30. And what it enabled me to do, Hunaid, is create a, through the electrical line, create a direct connection between the router upstairs and here.
Yes!
Shut up. In addition, I'm using the 17-inch MacBook N-Word.
Yes!
17-inch to broadcast the Ustream right now. And I'm using my AirPort Grum, this thing, on a separate computer. See?
Yes!
Kind of like how we used to do it 3,000 years ago.
I love it.
So, the problem is I can't afford to keep two computers. So. But I did practice. I got it to work on Windows, believe it or not. So I might have to start doing my Grum on Windows. Because Ustream hasn't updated their fucking software for Mavericks. It fucking sucks.
Well, who wants to use Mavericks anyway?
And the MacBook Earl doesn't, whatever.
Yeah, nobody wants to use Mavericks until it's been tested thoroughly and not aborted. Now, I'm so proud of you, Mange, that you figured out after going to boot camp how to do basic networking in the basement in your hoard.
And
I'm thinking that we need to call 800-JUNK again for you to get some assistance with you.
What? 800-JUNK?
Yeah, they're the people
that
help on the Hooters program.
I don't remember calling that.
Oh, well, I think maybe we should. About your Hooters. About your dead cats. And so that's so.
What?
Hooters love dead cats.
Dead cats?
Yes, Hooters love them.
All right, but first I want to play some audio to a nice new Grum I premiered yesterday. You can find this on
Radio. I kept cycling.
Just go to Prolapse McGee on the YouTube.
The girls.
What?
Can people search for what's the title of the video?
Big Meets Bigger. I think it's called Big Meets Bigger Meets Nikki or something. I don't know.
Well, you're watching the video right now. It has a title on the top.
No, I'm watching it from my computer. Computer.
Oh, that means
the girls will be staying with an obese family in Mississippi. I'm so obese.
This calf is 4 inches bigger than this calf.
I got humongous arms.
That's probably why I wobble when I walk. My feet erotic.
Obese people.
I love it when my face gets rounder and my cheeks get fatter.
I have been called an elephant.
Fat people are lazy.
It just comes back down to being lazy and greedy.
I did not have any fat role models.
The lowest.
I love the new soft fat that's growing.
It's just fat and skin. And it is good.
Gabby's gargantuan girth satisfies their every desire.
You are the heaviest single woman that I will have ever had squash with.
Okay.
Okay.
You are pretty.
I told you.
Matter of fact, okay.
Yeah, get a bounce. I'm terrified to be under 400 pounds. The thought of me being thin really scares me. They don't know the person
behind the
that fire. I am behind the fat.
Could you cover it for me? I know you're too busy eating. Just, could you?
Eat. Just eat.
Does she A?
I'm so obese.
I have sleep apnea due to my size.
Due to her size, she's registered disabled and struggled with the most basic tasks. Due to her size, Dolores often sleeps in a chair.
Hi, I'm Nikki.
Hello. She's over a quarter ton and trying to get even bigger.
Mother Mary.
Dolores.
Having a symbiotic relationship with her feeder.
38 stone.
She is known as a gainer.
So obese.
I am most definitely happy to be 717 pounds.
38 stone.
It's good.
38 stone.
Lord, thank you for the food we're about to receive. Let it help our body and not harm it.
Father, help us to eat healthy. I know we cook with fat back and all that stuff. Father, help us to be strong.
In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm ready to eat.
She wants to gain even more.
Feed sessions are us working together, you helping me to get bigger.
Instead of I love you, it's here's a pie.
I like to eat. I like to eat. He liked for me to eat. He liked for me to eat. I was always big. I was always big. I can't move.
I can't touch my toe.
High cholesterol.
High cholesterol.
High cholesterol.
High cholesterol.
High cholesterol.
High cholesterol.
I was always big. Diabetes, high blood pressure.
High blood pressure, high cholesterol.
This bait can be creaky.
Hard for me. It could be tricky.
It's hard for me to breathe.
It's difficult.
I see more fitness stuff.
My eyes get squinty. I was always big. I was always big. I can't move.
Diane, start today.
Cheryl, did you like the animated GIF? Did you see the animated GIF today I made?
It didn't work on my computer.
I think I did it wrong.
The thing that I think is the most fantastic about this video is the fact that in order to make it, you obviously cycled obsessively both of these TV Groms to the point where you were able to think about which ports were commonalities, where exactly they were, and how you would remix them into this amazing Grum holder for Video Holder.
That's
pretty sad, but also amazing.
It's also called masturbation.
Ooh, what I did, female?
I hate to admit it, Cheryl, but what helped me is I actually used Final Cut X. Because it just happens that it's very easy to find your favorite clips. So I created one holder for the holder. Should I pull it up even? Maybe I can. Maybe it'll crash everything. We'll see.
Nothing great.
Yeah, that sounds real hot. I'll record it just in case.
Sounds
good. Yeah. Okay, so I have a folder called Fatty Grums. All right.
Oh, yesterday I found out I'm the shingles.
That's good. Yes. I was working on the plane with Sylvia and doing the same thing, actually. Would you like to hear some nice clips I found of her on the plane? Okay, here we go.
I'm great.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
How do you like my profile picture?
Shut up. I'm doing the plane cleanups.
Until I did give a prediction that that Florida was really going to get hit.
Hit?
Yeah.
Okay, Sylvia, we have a phone call from Tasha. Tasha, can you hear us?
No, Tasha. Because I was born this way.
Wait, did you hear that one?
Because I was born this way. Because I was born this way. You know, I don't walk around just going, you know, and all that crazy stuff.
Got some moms, too.
You know, I've known a lot of so-called this way. Old psychics that walk around, you know, with funny hats and goofy antennas and all that, and that's just stupid.
Yeah, not like you.
You know, I've known a I'm not dropping names, but Dr. Zahi Awaz, who's head of the antiquity department over in Egypt, people over there died at 18.
They had bad teeth, Cheryl.
Abscess teeth.
Yeah, abscess.
No, I don't believe in smoking. No, I don't believe in smoking. We are protein entities. Canine teeth. Every time I found somebody with candida.
What?
Fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and for 1 month I put them on a strict protein diet. And I don't mean big fat bloody meat, that's ridiculous. Every time I found somebody with candida.
She's a doctor too, you know, Dr. Flores.
We're not made out of sugar. We're not made out of sugar.
Candida.
No.
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 57 books. That would be 57 books. My spirit guide, Francine, which many of you know from my 57 books, that will be 57 books that I've written.
57?
I guess we're going to stop at 57. I guess they're not very good.
Elongation.
She said elongation.
We're not made out of sugar.
Oh, no.
Protein diet, and I don't mean big fat.
Sorry.
Elongation of
the... Oh, sorry. Repeats.
What surgery would you have to keep yourself from just being a puddle on the floor?
Ooh, that happens to me all the time.
How much plastic surgery would you have to keep yourself from just being a puddle on the floor?
She said you could live to 102.
No.
200. She said no.
Sure. I'm just as pinched as you are. And I slap myself.
She slaps herself.
And they eat. And that's what I want to do in this webcast, this webinar. So you know what that means?
Sorry, this kind of sucks.
Shut up and go home.
Yeah.
You've done it.
I like that.
Shut up and go home. You've done it.
Only a couple now.
I can keep you alive forever.
Okay, but that
keep you alive around.
No, these are the ones from the. This is how I made Fatty Grumhull. So I made all these clips, and I'll just play them all for you. Let's just.
I was shocked whilst all awake.
The girls will be staying with an obese family in Mississippi. So obese. The 47-year-old Dolores Shepherd, who weighs a mammoth 38 stone. Due to her size, she's registered disabled and struggles with the most basic tasks.
When I drop stuff on I have to leave.
38 stone.
Okay. Well, I'm fat. I'm sweating now. I got to go sit down. I'm tired. That's what you get when you're overweight.
Mother Mary.
Oh, my name is Dolores. Mine's Lisa Dolores.
What was your name?
Dolores.
I was shocked when I saw their weight, particularly the larger lady. When she was walking, you know, she really had trouble breathing, and you know, it wasn't even like really walking, and she was more kind of waddling.
Wobble,
I was just
wobble.
Surprised that.
That's a lot of wobble and a bone.
He got the knuckles, he got the clown and everything on him. Yeah, you eat it.
You eat it.
Okay, here go his ear. I like the ears myself.
All of it, except the bone.
This is fat, man.
So what comes off the back of
a pea? And guess what it is? Just fat. And it is good.
The foot's better than the ear.
Being 38 stone, Dolores finds it hard to look after herself.
I got humongous arms.
I'm going to pull my breasts aside. I'm not ashamed of my stomach. Now look at there. You don't have that right there. And see, that's dangerous. That is still dangerous fat up there.
Yeah.
Because I'm fat around the heart. It's hard for me to breathe. You know, and this is just dangerous.
I can't want to fit in this dump.
Due to her size, Dolores often sleeps in a chair. And even a simple morning routine is a struggle.
Do you want us to
tea? It's good. I believe I'm unhappy. I had a grandbaby today in 2003. I can't deal with death.
That is not healthy. Oh, Lord, I'm a hot mess.
Yes, Cooter. You're way bigger than that picture. You're 100 pounds bigger than that picture.
You lie.
Yes, you is. Tell them, Merle.
You're bigger than this.
Yes.
We're living our past.
And I have misused and bruised my body.
Oh, my God. See, Aunt Teresa just died. Aunt Teresa died. She was so fat. She wouldn't do what the doctor said either. She ate and ate.
When she pulled, you couldn't imagine the smell.
It stinks so bad. What is
I'm
that smell?
Erotic.
Diane, start today.
Mom. She died for obesity.
The girls will be staying with an obese family in Mississippi. I'm so obese.
My favorite part is the narrator saying, so obese.
I'm so happy y'all are doing a show. It's a Kermis miracle.
Well, that makes one of us, or maybe that two, Kermis, as I'm sure not. I was on a plane. I had a bloat explosion. And it's
I saw you had a bloat out.
I did, yeah.
Undisciplined. Even taboo.
And I started to add Big Meat's bigger pictures to some of your check-ins at the airport.
I like that. Yeah, it's very nice of you. Thank you.
Did they be approved?
I don't approve them. I don't know who approves
them. Another level of fat to that not have any fat role models.
Fat.
Lois.
Me being thin, it really scares me.
All right, enough with her. Enough candida.
Too heavy on my feet. Feet. Too heavy on my feet.
We need 10 more dollies before we're making any calls.
Oh, for what?
No.
What do you think?
No.
Reagan, did you hear Church of Deborah called no abort?
I think that Cheryl should claim that she is pregnant but she did not have sex, kind of like the Virgin Mary.
Wait a minute.
Mother Mary.
My black also suggested that this evening. I said, do you have any ideas for when I call Cleo? And he said, you know, you should say that you didn't have sex and you don't know how you're pregnant.
Yes.
But somehow you're pregnant. Was there some kind of news story about this or something? Or is it just the Jesus of the Kermis?
Yeah, Jesus Kermis. Okay, Kermis.
I have an announcement for whoever is out there. I know you're out there, Church of Deborah, because when you show up, you usually show up. You freak out Mrs. Garrett for a few days. I want you to call in. I want you to show up on Skype. I don't see you on here. I need you to get a hold of us so that we can talk about Mrs. Garrett and Crystal Carrington. She called as Crystal Carrington to no abort today. But she was really, that was a pseudonym for Mrs. Garrett.
And she called no abort?
Yes. It's wonderful.
Really good.
Here, let me see. It's called Pentagram, baby.
I love when she started to type on her typewriter.
Oh, yes.
She
was using
Rolodex.
She was using a typewriter to take notes. It was hysterical. Wait, let me find it.
This deserves at least a podcast award nomination.
You could say she's so psychic. I mean, she could predict her own death. You know what I mean?
Okay,
is this... Yes, my question is I'm trying to figure out if that's bad, like in the Lord's eyes.
Well, let me back up.
Yes, I'm trying to get information on what I need to do for my friend.
Okay.
It sounds like your phone's really muffled or something. Is there any way you can fix it?
Well, I have the volume all the way up.
That's probably the problem.
Do you want to try calling back?
No, because it took forever for me to get this one. Every time I called, it kept saying busy. But I'm calling.
Okay.
I'm not calling for me, okay?
Okay, well, how can I help you?
I'm definitely not calling for me. I just want to make that clear.
All right.
Okay. I'm calling about my friend, Crystal Carrington. She's pregnant.
And okay.
She's thinking about getting a procedure done that her friend Cheryl has sort of talked her about. And she doesn't know what to do. Because she can't go back home because Blake kicked her out.
Blake.
And supposedly...
supposedly.
They got back together. Him and Alexis. And she's talking about having a procedure done.
Okay.
So now we got the bases clear. Do you need any more info or...
So you're trying to figure out how to help her?
Not for me. No, I didn't say me. It's her. I'm not
right,
pregnant.
But
okay.
I understand this. So what are you looking for help for?
Well, she's thinking about having an abortion.
Okay. Well, and we don't do abortion procedures.
Well, I know you can't do one over the phone, honey.
I'm sorry?
You do abortions over the phone?
Mm-hmm. No, we do not do any abortion procedures.
Okay.
None of our centers offer or perform abortions.
Okay. Well, the thing about it is she's wanting to go to... Do you know who Sylvia Brown is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, she's a lady that has talons... She's a lady that has talons. She's a lady that has talent. Can you hear me, honey?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's a lady that has talons. And, did I say she's a lady that had talons? Okay. The phone, I think, is cutting out. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. She's a lady that has talents that is a psychic. And she told her that she should lay on top of a pentagram and it takes care of the baby. And so my question is, if it does take care of the baby, so to say, is it still bad? Since there's really no real, like, invasive procedure.
I have never heard of anything like that. You know, I would not know what to tell you about that. I have never been asked that question. I don't know. I've never heard of such a thing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't sound very reliable. It doesn't sound like something that would work on it.
Really? Smart.
Well, Sylvia, the thing about it is Sylvia has made lots of predictions.
And she's
very
in
accurate
water.
Predictions.
She's in water.
And my friend, not me now, my friend, Crystal Carrington, she really believes in it, you know? And she... And this lady has, you know, you could say she's so psychic. I mean, she could predict her own death. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Is this... I guess my question is I'm trying to figure out if that's bad, like in the Lord's eyes.
Okay. It sounds like that's something that she would have to decide for herself.
Okay.
You know, it sounds like, you know, generally if you're trying to have an abortion procedure, if you see that as ending the life of a child, you know, it depends on how she would view that.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what to tell her, I don't know if abortions are bad or good. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know.
Well, you take the good, you take the bad. Take them both, and then you have, you know, a house full of babies.
Well, we have pregnancy resource centers that can help her if she's trying to figure out what to do or if this is something that she wants to do.
Have you ever had an abortion? Center. I mean.
No, I haven't personally.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what I should tell her. Because I don't know about the pentagram, to be quite honest with you, either.
Yeah.
Even though I do trust Sylvia Brown. Like I said, she's so psychic, she'd be able to predict your death. You know, I really think she is. But, a pentagram, laying on a pentagram, you know what I mean? And I'm a woman of God, and I believe in the, you know, the Lord above, and Jesus Christ died for our sins on this cross, savory, uh-huh. You know?
Savory.
But, a pentagram, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think no light is a feather stiff as the board's going to pop out a baby.
What?
Right.
And then, you know, the whole thing of the pentagram, and then, you know, 5 days later, you know, Cheryl's, you know, smoking a cigarette, and then, you know, it just gone in Tupperware. No.
Tupperware. I don't see how that
could possibly happen.
Right. I mean, and I don't either, really. But if you want to give her some more reliable information or try and help her. We have pregnancy resource centers, and they are Christian.
Oh, okay.
They can talk to her about, you know, what to do. Would you like me to find a center near you?
Yeah.
Okay. Or what city does she live in?
Okay. She lives in Grand Rapids.
That's right.
Michigan?
No. Idaho, I believe. It ain't Michigan.
Okay.
I mean, where she's from is what you mean.
Or just where she lives.
Hold on, let me go to my contacts.
Is it Grand Rapids, Idaho?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to it now. I want to get the exact name because I don't want her to have to drive anywhere.
Okay.
Let me just pull it up. My Rolodex is sticking today. Don't you hate when that happens?
Yeah.
Sticky Rolodex.
Sound effects.
I'm gonna go get some crackers with you, I think.
Okay.
Come
on. I know what's in here somewhere. Lord, all these papers everywhere. I run a school for girls, so there's a lot of people in this Rolodex.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. There's Natalie Joe. Have mercy. You'd think, you know, they'd make this stuff digital nowadays, like a digital Rolodex.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Yeah. I'm just going to go on my computer and see if I can pull it up that way, because I know I got her in my Netscape browser.
Okay.
How are you doing today, by the way? I don't think I even asked.
Well, that's okay. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing real good. Just worried about this stuff, you know, with her. and stuff, because I don't want her, you know, I know it's sad that she's not with Blake anymore, but I really think it's better for her. I just think I think she's on medication. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And the medication makes her a little crazy and makes her believe these fantasies in her head. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You can't lay down on a pentagram, mm-hmm. honey, and make a baby pop out, okay? Unless you're married, you know. Now, mm-hmm. that's different. You know what I mean?
Right.
God did right. that, you know. And if a baby does disappear, you know what I mean? If a baby does disappear like a DVR inside a woman, and the DVR, like, stops but records, that's from the devil.
What?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust anything like that, you know.
No.
It sounds like
a DVR.
It dark probably side. Wouldn't work, but if it did, it's not from the Lord.
Yeah.
You know?
It's dark
what gave
side.
It away?
Right.
And, you know, right. and I didn't tell her this by no means, but I've been on the Google and the Facebook, and I've mm-hmm. seen these so-called procedures that people, these women think they're going to have when they're, you know, extracting these six-month babies out of these uh-huh. women over in, like, Japanese chink land.
And oh, my God.
They're eating the babies because they think it makes their skin and it makes them younger.
Dumpling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Google it. I'm not kidding. Because you know they eat dog and all that over there.
Right.
Get on your Facebook and Facebook it. You know, get on Facebook. Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't know. Chink fetus or feeding or, you know, chinks eating fetus for youth.
I gotta go.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I haven't heard of that, but I'm not surprised that that might happen.
Yeah. Wow. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, mate. You were the Paula Deen on him. You know what I'm saying, sister?
Are you smoking cigarettes okay. in
there?
This is not
what?
Yeah.
Okay, she lives in Salt Lake, Utah, sweetie.
Instructed a letter.
Oh, okay.
I think we're listening to Reagan's personal conversation.
And
thank you, it's Grand Rapids, okay. Utah. But okay, so what we got?
Now we have a center in Salt Lake.
Okay.
Did we get another $10 yet? No.
It's called the Pregnancy Resource Center.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready. I'll give you the phone number and address.
That's the best part.
Let me get my typewriter.
Let me just put this right here. All right. Go ahead, sweetie.
Okay. The phone number is 801.
Okay.
363.
Okay.
5433.
New line.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't hear the zzz.
And the address is 644.
Okay.
South 900 East.
Oh, hold on 1 second. My paper's stuck.
Okay.
Little right, ribbon. Sure. And then you get the ink all over your hand.
I think Reagan got a little upset about she using that racist slur.
Probably.
All right, Cheryl, we need 10 more dollies. I really hate to call a no aboard without $100 in the blank. We only need 10
especially
more dollies.
Especially as an unemployed boot camp veteran.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this is a good time for me to make my job. Give me a job, you fucking assholes. Half of you people are in the technology industry. Please hire me. Look, I figured out how to do this. Like I'm talking to you now. It's fixed. I got a router downstairs. I have all kinds of things.
So now you don't gotta keep resetting it while the children watch prom. Yeah. Now what party were you at yesterday, Nades?
Party?
Yeah, oh, you God. Sent me these videos.
Oh. The earless man, you mean? The guy with no ear dancing that looked like your brother?
Yeah, and also in the video of me dancing, I don't recall being there. But.
Yeah, Earless Sheroyal, I believe, was the one video's name. And the other is, the thing is, I was at a party and my parents...
In Pompano.
I was in Pompano Beach for about almost 2 weeks, and I didn't want to tell people because I didn't want to...
It's very rich of you. Where were you staying?
In my parents' house. So they want
not
me,
the dorm.
They want... No, I'm done with that.
The bagels and the biohazard, is that where that was?
Uh-huh. Oil and...
Did you tell them about...
Yeah, my mother keeps bagels in chemotherapy bags, and she keeps her cooking oil in L'Oreal hair color bottles.
It's very normal.
If you must know.
It's healthy. Yeah.
But so they took me to the holiday party for this old people's apartment building, and everybody was so old, and it was such a cheap affair, Cheryl, that I've never seen this before. You know, it's kind of like they had name tags, and it's like a reception for bar mitzvah. So it looks like it's going to be decent. But on the table, like as an appetizer, do you know what they served? You can't imagine this. Potato chips. Potato chips in a big bowl with pretzels. And like not just ordinary potato chips, but those real greasy, like
Ruffles. No-name.
No, not even Ruffles. Those would have been good. It was just those nasty, greasy, just plain potato chips that are all
Costco.
Yeah.
Sam's Club.
So disgusting. And then they give you bread, and they give you one piece of bread that's like a half of a slice. And then everybody had salmon. And all these old... These people are so old, and they're talking to me, and I was just freaking out.
It was fucking loud.
I was freaking out because I'm like, when did my parents get this old? Because I used to
old yourself.
Yeah, I'm a lesbian. I used to take my grandma. I used to visit my grandmother at her, you know, old age home a long time ago, and I'd have to sit with all these old people in the kosher kitchen, and they would just all smell like old people. They'd eat challah from little plastic bags, and then they'd be like, "Oh, what's your name? Yeah, what are you doing? Did you have a girlfriend? Have you met a nice girl?" Except now I'm doing the same thing, and I'm like,
"Well, at least they're open to lesbianism." Yeah.
And then this woman. This woman, Cheryl, and this woman is not a nice lady, and I forget her name. She's very ugly. She's looking at me, and she stares at me, like, right in the face. Like, she gets right up in there, and I'm like she, like, almost like she's hitting on me. This old woman, and she had these canyons in her face. Like, not just wrinkles. She had grand canyons in her face, and they were just caked with pancake makeup. You know what I mean? It's disgusting. Pink.
Well, I can imagine licking that. Ugh.
And she's so horrible. But see, this is the same lady I remembered her because I was at the pool and I was wearing my Birkenstocks. She said, "Are those comfortable? Because they're so ugly. Those shoes are so ugly.
She right.
Are they comfortable?" And her daughter was there. But anyway, but she said, "Oh, so how was your school?" Yeah. She's like, "Yeah. It's really getting hard. It's really hard when you go back and everybody's younger than you. You feel like a lizard, right?" I'm like, "You?" And I'm thinking, you know what? You look like a gigantic lizard. Because she really did. I mean, when she said
lizard. Why don't you say, is this make? Do you think the makeup looks good on you? Because it looks like a pancake.
Patrick Powers, you were censored, but I believe I turned censor off. Please repeat. He said, "Did you, I don't know, finger
her? Fuck her?"
I fucked her in the crevice, in the makeup crevice. She was horrible. She really, but when she said lizard, I looked at her and I really thought she looked like a lizard. Where's our $10, Cheryl? Hello?
Madge?
Yeah.
I'm very concerned about the whore behind you.
That's my laundry. It's clean.
It's almost as tall as you.
The hoard?
Yeah.
I just got back from vacation. That's all clean clothes. I do my laundry before I
That's
left.
That's what all hoarders say. Oh, yeah, that's clean. Oh, I need that.
Patrick,
no, I can't get rid of that.
You got censored because censorship. for the chat was on. It wasn't just censored for you. I turned off censorship for the whole thing. Just say ever whatever it was again. I turned censorship off, Patrick, please.
He's so... Uh-huh. Now, there's vents above your head. Is that a...
Those are Wendy's.
They look like vents. It's a beautiful design. I like the purple. It's very pretty.
Faggot. How's your scrotum, honey? Okay. Yes, Patrick, you go to yeastradio.com, press the PayPal. You can give us $10 there, and then we'll start no aborting, hopefully. But do you think Cheryl, do you think Deborah used up the week? Of, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that she's retired already.
But I mean, yeah. Maybe they're on to us, you know, for once.
What you mean?
Well, you know, what's maybe they're like...
Oh, no, God. No abort? What are you talking about?
Talking about no abort.
I hope we're going to be able to cool them.
Sure do, too.
I might have some other ideas for cools.
You hear that?
Coco Newman. Have you heard anything from DD?
I know he's been doing a lot of mileage runs because it's the end of the year.
Yeah.
He's been flying to a lot of airports.
I
saw,
when I was in the airport, there were a lot of men that looked like Dee Dee. Large, large men.
Pleated khakis?
yes, with laptops, sitting in those seats at the ORD that have plugs, because there's not all that many. So they sit over there.
No, Dee Dee sits in the AA lounge. He doesn't.
Oh, okay. Well, this was a poor Dee Dee. He's just sitting there with his business clothes on his computer. And whenever someone would sit down, he'd try to have a conversation with him. It was very pathetic. He's trying to make jokes and you'd be all friendly. And he was fat and he was listening to music at one point and started tapping his feet. He shook the whole bank of seats.
Did he crack
his
knuckles?
He was so large.
Did he crack his knuckles?
Yeah. And then he got up for a cell phone call and talked very loudly. He was so fat.
Are you sure he cracked his knuckles? Then it was him.
Okay. Well, he sure was fired. His laptop would not fit on his lineup.
What kind of laptop was it?
It's shitty Wendy's one.
When Dee Dee travels, he always has two. He travels with his giant Windows computer and his giant MacBook.
Does he use both the same two?
Cheryl, what's a Google Wallet? I got this in the mail today, and I don't even know what it's for, but it's...
In the mail?
Yeah, Google Wallet. What is it?
It's an app. I thought it was an app. You don't get it in the mail. It's not
does
a
it
real
look
wallet.
Like an app? I'm showing it to you. It's like a card. It's like a physical card, and it has... I don't want to show the numby, but it has like an actual MasterCard symbol on it. Like, what the fuck is it? I don't understand. It's like a debit card?
I never heard of that.
You never heard of that? Fitbit. Oh, and check this out, Cheryl. I got my Obamacare card today. I, like, got my insurance card for Obamacare.
An Obamacare card?
Can you believe it?
Well, it's does it say Obamacare?
No, but it's Blue Cross. It's. Can you believe I actually got Blue Cross coverage? I survived
Obamacare. So after all of that knuckle-napping,
well, you
got
know what
your
I had
insurance?
To do? You know what I had to do? It was the weirdest thing for me to do it. What I did. Shut up and listen to my story, Rachel.
How come I didn't see you post about your success?
I did. You just weren't looking.
You weren't complaining enough.
Uh-oh, we got our last $10, so as soon as I finish my story, we can abort. Thank you, Patrick. So, so what I did is I signed up an account because I realized like my account was stuck because it had a bad application and I couldn't get rid of it. None of the customers probably were smart enough to know what to do or to care. So what I did is I registered Trotsky because I read somebody got their dog Obamacare and they were bitching, you know, to Michelle Malkin or something about it. So I thought, well, maybe I'll get Trotsky a policy and then I can just kind of transfer to myself, you know, just to see. So I signed up Trotsky, but I couldn't sign up Trotsky all that far because he doesn't have a social security number.
Of course. Yeah.
So what I did is I said, well, why don't I create myself another account? So what I did is I created myself a new account. And then you're able to, it says, well, what's your application? So I put in the application number. So what it did is it took the bogus application, the one that was causing trouble, and it moved it to this new account with a different email, which I use Bloated Lesbian for. And then it cleared up my actual account for me to create a new application, which actually worked.
Well.
But I don't see how a normal person would have figured out. And then, like, the next day, they called
me. Well, you know, I was trying to help someone because, you know, I'm a woman of means, so I don't have to deal with these things. But I was trying to help someone else to pick a plan. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know how you're supposed to really pick a plan. It's not like they give you that much information to compare all these different things. It's a maze.
They do give you information.
Not enough to be able to actually pick a good plan.
Well,
but that's a coin.
Yeah, but you go to the websites.
I love when one of them, which I think was a good plan for Hoor, I clicked on it to see the network of doctors,
yeah.
And the link didn't fucking work.
Yeah, that worked. That was, I noticed that too.
It's wonderful. Very
helpful.
Why
it didn't? You know why it didn't work? Because it was http://// instead of //. At least the one I saw. It was like
it's
really
pretty good coding.
Uh huh.
Okay, I'll just try to fix that ACH. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. So my prediction is that there will be some more. Oh. That's naked.
The helpline. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm. I'm not sure, but I'm wondering if maybe you can help me. I got this baby situation.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, the thing is, I'm pregnant, and I don't want to keep this baby, I don't think. But the thing is, I'm confused because I don't remember having sex. But I have this baby and I don't want it.
Did you take a test?
A test?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I took a lot of tests. I took the thing out of the package and I pissed my giant all over it and it said I was pregnant. So I definitely got this thing inside of me.
Hello?
Hello?
Cheryl.
That's all?
Why did she hang up?
That's all. I think it was piss my job.
Cheryl, look at the artwork. Look at the picture I put on the screen for us.
What is that? Is that a baby? It's a baby, immaculate conception. Okay, well, maybe we'll call back and say I was disconnected. And
of course you will. That's what you always do when I know abort. She sounded like she might have been in charge.
Yeah, she's the charge house girl.
Ask about a high five.
A what?
High five tunnel.
Hi, you've reached the right place, the option line.
What?
Currently, all our consultants are busy with other callers.
They don't have a machine.
Hard to get to the call. Calls are answered in the order they are received, so please stay on the line.
Okay.
Oh.
If you'd like to find out more about the option line, you can look it up, www.optionline.org.
Love it.
You can also email us at answers@optionline.org.
They must have got a grant from Lou.
Hi, you've reached the right place, the option line.
Gonna keep
repeating. All our consultants are busy with other callers, but they are working hard to get to your call. Calls are answered in the order they are received, so please stay on the line. If you'd like to find out more about the option line,
answers.
You can look us up at www.optionline.org. You can also email us at answers@optionline.org. Hi, you've reached the right place, the option line. Currently, all our consultants are busy with callers.
They
are working hard to get to your call. Calls are answered in the order.
Bitch. Maybe she'll get on the other line. We'll get Cleo, our friend. You still there, Sheroyal?
You gonna try again? What you doing?
Now that we got $100, we gotta call something.
But you call it again.
Let's just be patient.
At www.optionline.org.
Wait, it started again. Same place.
Answers at optionline.org. Hi, you've reached the right place. The Option Line. Currently, all our consultants are busy with other callers, but they are working hard to get to you.
Yeah. Hello?
Well, I have someone we can call in the meanwhile.
No, call back.
Okay. Going on?
Sorry, I missed a call. Please leave your name and number.
Hang up.
You don't want to talk to her?
Hang up.
I did.
I don't want to call her until I have a list of questions. No. Man, I asked every single thing I could imagine. And it... I don't want to ruin it.
They were boarding. Shut up.
Thank you. No.
Option Line. Currently, all our consultants are busy with other callers, but they are working hard to get to your call. Calls are answered in the order they are received, so...
Cheryl, who was that other place that Deborah called?
I know.
Because you don't want to hear that message over and over again, do
you? Yes, I want to talk to Cleo.
But Cheryl, it's a scam. Hello?
Carter.
I swear I heard somebody else.
Okay.
All right, fine.
All about... this number. This is for a product that's called Pajama Jeans, which look amazing.
I bet they do.
Excuse me?
Hi, you've reached the right place, the Option Line. Currently, all our consultants are busy with other callers, but they are working hard to get to your...
Oh! I'm muted, but the audience can hear me. We can play some Beyonce if we want. You want to hear some Beyonce? Hello. They ain't playing.
Like to find out more about the Option Line?
For a little bit of paperclip.
How do you see through it?
.optionline.org. You've reached the right place.
Yeah. Nice phone booth.
Okay, we're calling. This is about the cruise, the Sylvia Brown cruise. Oh my God. What?
Thank you for calling the corporate office of Holland America Line. Our office is now closed.
What's the number for the cruise line?
Why'd you hang up on the booth?
Because
I don't
want
to call the cruise line. I found a phone number for you to call. There's also a video on their website for you to learn about the product before we call.
What are you saying? I didn't do my homework because I didn't research the product? Okay, I'm calling right now. Fucking bitch.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good.
An agent will be with you shortly.
Jesus, it's loud.
For feminine product.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
Don't forget to ask about your prolapse.
Oh, yeah. Leops?
Laps. It's not always about the layups. Leppy Longstocking. Let's look at this picture. Oh, this one is horrible, Cheryl. my God, there's the keychain I got from my niece. I'll show you. She must have been Googling abortions, because that's when it came up. This sucks. How long do you have to wait for the pajama jeans? All right, get some more numbers. Weagle.
No.
It must be really busy. We could call Esther on TV and ask.
What? Esther Rowe? Church of Deborah, where are you?
What?
Church of Deborah. Girls.
Hello? What
hello? Hello? What's wrong?
Hello?
What's wrong?
Oh, I lost you for a moment.
Oh, what a dreadful shame.
Can you see my prolapse as a wobble when you bob?
I can't listen to that, Cheryl. It's awful.
It was pretty bad. Okay, I'll have to call.
We need another NEMBY to call.
Well, there's another place that sells it.
but Cheryl, seriously, it doesn't look like that good a product.
Pajama
jeans?
Written out.
Okay, fine. Call another number for the pajama giants.
Just go to this website about the product.
Okay.
Okay.
Feels like PJs. So what do you want me to do? Is that the number we called at the top there?
It's a video.
You want to see, what?
Is video on that page?
No, ain't no video. Ain't no video up my hill. Ain't no video. Fan. What are you talking about? Video.
It's seen on TV.com.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Oh, what is that long-ass thing you sent me?
Click on the link.
Oh, God, you're making me click and shit. Ass on TV? Pajama jean.
Do you love stylish, sexy jeans? Do you love soft, comfy pajama bottoms? Now get the best of both worlds with pajama jeans. Ooh. The hot new fashion
sensation. In other words, jeans for fat people.
Sensation that fits every figure perfectly. Pajama jeans look like designer denim jeans. Mock fly, front and back contrast pocket stitching, brass rivets, and smooth butt-lifting design. The pant leg.
How do I get them? I get them sold.
The secret is the cotton denim blend that stretches to fit every figure perfectly, like a sexy second skin.
Goddamn
only
numby.
Pajama jeans Dormasoft lining feels as soft as a baby's blanket and as comfortable as your favorite pajamas. They're so comfortable, you'll want to sleep in them. It's a struggle to fit into ordinary jeans.
See, it's
they're
for
uncomfortable
fatties.
And leave marks on your skin. But pajama jeans are so lightweight and comfortable, wear them while working out. The unique fabric resists wrinkling, so they're perfect for traveling. traveling, great with sandals or sneakers, or roll them up to a cute cuff. Best of all, pajama jeans fit virtually every figure, from petite to plus size. Give us your pants size,
how big
and
it
we'll
goes.
Recommend the perfect fit for you. Pajama jeans are so
whatever,
comfortable,
what's
you'll
the
wear
number,
them every
whore.
Day. Great for busy moms on the go, or a quick trip
are
to the grocery
busy
store.
Mom on the...
Pajama jeans, yeah. The hot new fashion sensation that fits
babies.
Every figure perfectly.
They don't give no goddamn numbers, Cheryl. Supposed to order on the website. How are we supposed to call a goddamn website, you stupid bitch? Stupid bitch.
Well, if you go to customer service at the top.
Need assistance.
Contact us.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be open at this URL.
Well,
no, it's just email.
Customer.
It's just email.
Maybe they don't got a phone number anymore.
Cheryl, you're a really disappointing me today. After all that arm twisting you had to do to get me to do this grum, and now you ain't got nothing for made. You ought to be ashamed of your scalp. Yeah. All right, let's call
someone. Okay, I found it. Here we go.
You found what? You found what?
The phone number, maybe. John.
All right. And people.
I had some questions about your product.
Product. Okay. This is Pajama Jine. Say it funny. Say, like, Pajama Jine.
Thank you for calling. We are currently closed.
Oh, fuck me.
9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. What? For service, please.
God damn it, Cheryl. We need to get Noah aboard. This is ridiculous. We've had a good run with them, but still, we need more. What are we going to do without our Noah aboard? Baby needs a new pair of shoes. Put another fetus up. Oh, that was nice. Thanks.
What?
She hung up.
Can you do *67? Is your number showing up on caller ID?
Cheryl, it's Skype, you dumb cunt.
Well, do you have a Skype out number?
Of course not. That's too expensive. It just says... But you know, what does it say when Skype calls? It usually says...
Well, maybe you need to do what we did last time, the Google Voice. Yeah.
But then it uses Firm Uterus as the number.
Well, that's fine.
How did
I don't
do
think
that?
They're hip to that, yeah.
I don't even remember how I did that. Okay, I'll try. What is that Ogina? I mean, oops. Someone gave us Unborn in the USA hotlines. Okay. Oh, I think we're going to have to try.
I mean, whatever we call
it. Oh, here. Gina is one of our favorite donors
go,
in the audience. So we're going to go ahead and call. Unborn USA. She got fat around the whore. It's hard for me to breathe. Mm-hmm. Where is it? I lost it. Hang on. Let me find it. I lost it. I lost the chat room. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gina. This better be a good one. We hope you vetted this. Isn't that what they call it, Cheryl? Vetting? Cheryl, is it vetting?
Yeah.
Is it called vetting? Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we've called this one before because it was in my phone book as Abort V2. Oh, we'll try it.
I don't think it worked.
Abort V2. We got fans, Cheryl.
Fans.
Mrs. Garrett. One. Gotta clean up something and be a little Christian. This one is called American Victims of Abortion.
1-800-BETHANY.
Hi. I was wondering if you might be able to help me.
How can I help you?
Well, I don't know what kind of things you help people with, but
this is a crisis pregnancy resource?
Yes. Well, I'm pregnant, and I don't want to be. And I don't know what to do.
How far along are you?
Yeah, I think about 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you talked to a counselor or anything?
I tried to call this other hotline. I think it was 800-NO-ABORT. And they weren't answering, and the woman hung up on me. And okay. I tried to call, and I talked to my doctor, and he said, "Ain't nothing you can do, Mary." And I said, "My name's not Mary." He obviously is not a very good doctor. But nobody's really offered me any help, and I didn't know where to turn, so that's why I thought I would call you and see what kind of help you could give.
Well, I can hook it. I can connect you with a counselor. What city and state are you calling from?
Well, so you're not a counselor?
No, I just can connect you with resources that are available in your area.
Oh. Well, my name is Esther Nickadoodle, and I live in Red Bank, New Jersey. I just moved here from Yuma, Arizona, so I feel very alone, Good.
What's your zip code in New Jersey?
I just moved here. What's up? My friend Deborah got me this great Rolodex. I think she put my name in one of the things with my new, I don't know. Okay.
Did you say it's a Red Bank?
Yes, Red Bank. Oh, here it is. 07709.
Okay.
You know, it's sad when you move somewhere and you don't even know where you live. Yeah.
Is
this person going to be able to help me? I was raped by a group of plyoks. And I know that's offensive and racial, but it's the truth. And the things that they did to me are still very... very emotional about, and my friend Matt is trying to make me go to church with her next, is it a Wednesday for Christmas? And I'm afraid to go to midnight mass with her because last year I was forcibly assaulted before and after mass. So I don't know if that's something that somebody might be able to help me with.
Stupid bitch.
Well, a counselor can help you sort through some of that stuff, yes.
You think they'll be able to help me before midnight, Maya?
I don't know. I can... What's your phone number?
Do you need my phone number? Can I just call someone?
No, I have them call you.
Okay. I used to call this wonderful woman named Cleo at NO-ABORT, and she used to help me out. I can't find my phone number. Well, I'm calling through the Skype program because my track phone, are you familiar with those?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had the worst luck. And the week before Christmas, my cat peed on my phone and ruined it. And so all I have is my old computer with Skype. And my friend's letting me use her wireless, but she doesn't even have a phone. How am I supposed to get help? Can I give you her
phone number?
Why
don't I give you a number to call on Monday?
Okay.
And that number is 201.
Okay, 201.
703. 4371.
Okay, 4371. And who is that?
That would be the Bethany in New Jersey.
The what? The Bethany?
That would be the Bethany office in New Jersey.
Bethany office in New Jersey.
What did you say your name was?
My name is Esther Nickadoodle.
Yeah, I would call that number on Monday and someone would be able to help you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, honey.
Cheryl, this is not a good... I think they must have put a memo out in the abortion, like, you know what I mean? There's like an internal abortion hotline.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they must have put your name up. Like, kind of like a...
Well, it's hard when you don't have phone numbers prepared ahead of time. But, I mean, she's not a counselor. She can't handle.
Cheryl,
but
they have...
But like the part about my track phone and the cat thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was getting very angry. They have pajama jeans for dogs, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Really kind of do want those. Should we try them again?
Yeah.
All right. Because I really, now that I see they have them for dogs, you know, I'm kind of into that.
Dogs. We can call this, I've seen on TV, which we've called before with great success. I've got some products in mind.
Didn't we already call them and they didn't answer?
No, that was the pajama jeans direct phone number.
Oh, I thought we tried both, but okay, I'll try it.
You can try the other one again.
Thanks, honey. Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Shh, shh. Hi. Schemes.
Thank you for calling. We are currently closed.
God damn it!
To 11 p.m.
Service. Sorry.
Bitch. All right. What's
the? Try the pajama jeans direct.
2599. Right. 2599.
Need my pajama jeans now.
And for my doggy. Your friend Madge needs them for her doggy.
Mm-hmm.
What was that noise?
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. An agent will be with you shortly.
Oh, this music. Jesus Christ. God damn this music, Cheryl. Play something.
They said honk if you love Jesus, so I honked and the guy gave me the finger. They said
I'm playing clips because I'm bored.
Everything is passing. It all passes.
Severites. You know, you knew black people, but you didn't know them socially.
To eat healthy. I know you were there, that and all that. Still, Father, help us to be strong. Amen.
Amen.
High cholesterol.
It stinks so bad. It's all yours.
You need a pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
It's all yours.
You need a pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
I never had a full blood early in the morning.
Severide. No, 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 no.
Oh my God, do you know who you said you were and what you said to us? And I said, oh Lord God. Yeah. Yeah.
For my Trenton niggas, for my Trenton niggas, for my Trenton niggas.
Yeah. Cheryl, how are you supposed to get pajama jeans when they don't answer? Cheryl, are you there? Cheryl.
Yeah.
Did we call this John Kobeck Want to Know Jesus yet?
Excuse me.
Did we call this John Kobeck Want to Know Jesus yet?
You can hang up.
Fine. Micah. Esther. Okay, this is the Want to Know Jesus. So you want to know.
The number you have dialed is no longer in service. To locate the business or person you're looking for, please visit yellow.com. Yellow.com is a comprehensive local directory with free access to over 15 million local businesses.
Sounds like it's for piss queens. Thanks, John, for vetting that number, cunt.
Fuck. We could call
I think we might be down to restaurants. Either that or J-Maid's. No. What happened to J-Maid's? He used to like us. Flat they, D. What do you give me Flat D?
Play that video. Why do I hear myself? Fine.
Oh, my God, Zach.
Flat D Innovations, a 9-year-old personal care products manufacturer, introduces a new concept for flatulence odor control while you are in a bed or a chair. Here's a familiar scene, fluffing the covers to dissipate the smelly gas.
Hold on, Cheryl. When I flap the covers, it's so that I can smell my fart, not so I can dissipate it. The fuck are they talking about?
It should leave any smell, because it do like to smell my gas.
Doesn't always work. How about if you had a half a sleeping bag to cover and enclose your lower body, and when you pass gas, it would contain and neutralize that odor? Don't worry about being embarrassed anymore while you are in the gas sack. It is actually breathable and comfortable, just like a sleeping bag. You will sleep more soundly knowing that your smelly gas will be contained within the bag.
Cheryl, this can't be real.
People wearing incontinence pads or adult diapers will be confident others won't be affected by their gas odor.
Pads.
The secret is in our activated charcoal cloth that the gas sack is made out of. It will actually neutralize the odor molecules from inside the bag. Find this and many other highly effective odor control products at our flatd.com website. Odor control products for those who care.
Stop the video.
Yeah, yeah. Flatulence is a part of life.
Flat D, may I help you?
Hi, my name's Esther. I had some questions about your product.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I think that these products look amazing. I've actually been looking for a product like this for years. So I wanted to first of all say that it looks amazing. Specifically, I was looking at the gas sack. Is this a popular product?
Yes, it is.
Have you used it yourself?
Say that again?
Have you used this product yourself?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, I'm wondering, how many times can you use the gas sack before it starts to retain, you know, the smell of feces and urine, things like that.
We don't know.
Like, is there a certain point when it might, or, you know, do you have people that have used it thousands of times and it still doesn't smell?
We have people that have used it thousands of times and it doesn't smell.
Okay. That's wonderful. So, so does it leave? So if you make a duty fart while you're in it, okay, and does it leave any smell? Because sometimes I like to smell a little bit of the gas to know, you know, did I eat something that makes me have smelly gas, and then I don't want to eat that at a dinner party, per se. So I like to know a little bit. Does it take all of the smell out?
Yes, it takes all the smell out.
Okay.
Okay, would you like to place an order for one?
Well, then, is it compatible with a stoma, a colostomy bag?
And what's your question about it?
Is it compatible? Do you know what prolapse is?
Yep, if you have your ostomy pouch inside of the gas sack, yep, it would work.
Okay. Do you know what caused someone? Did somebody invent this product? What's the story behind it?
Nope, nobody invented it.
Someone came up with the idea, though. They said pretty smelly gas.
Uh-huh, yep, probably. Would you like to order one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. What's your credit card number?
The credit card number? You jumped right to my most private information.
Uh-huh.
Can you store things in this bag and make it so it doesn't smile, such as duty or diapers?
Yes. Yes, and anything you put inside of it, it'll absorb the odor or the smell out of it.
That's pretty horrible.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll get one on order here for you. What's your name and address?
Okay, well, what other products can I order? So, let's see, that costs $89.94. Let's see. Do you have anything specific just for women? For a fish smell?
What's your question?
Do you have anything specific for women fish smell? I have a very strong fish odor that emanates from my lower area, my prolapse.
Uh-huh. Yep, it would be the gas sac would be a good one for you again.
But so I probably wouldn't want to wear that when I go out to a dinner party.
Correct. It wouldn't be the best, but you can. Let's get one on order for you, and you can try it.
Do you have any kind of panty?
No, we don't.
No panty. Mm-hmm. You only sell a gas sale.
Yep. Would you, let's get it on order for you. What's your name?
My name is Esther.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling Nicodoodle.
Okay, and what's your address?
Did you get the spelling of that?
Yes, I did. That's why I said, what's your address?
Well, how's it spelled, though? Is it spelled right? Nicodoodle. My address?
Yep, address. Go ahead.
4250 North Marine Drive. Number
912. Okay.
Chicago, Illinois. 60613.
Okay, and your phone number? And it starts with 559. Go ahead.
Okay. My phone number is 312. I'm giving my cell phone at 312-928-0548.
Okay, great. Yep. The gas sack is $89.95 plus $6 for shipping. Now, what credit card are you going to use?
Do you have anything else I could throw in as a, you know, to save on shipping?
Nope. If you add anything to it, then the shipping goes up. Okay. Which card
what
are you going to use?
What other product do you have?
Well, it would be if you'd have two gas sacks, then that would be $12
shipping. But I thought I saw a commercial and you had all kinds of products.
I don't know of any commercial that shows all kinds of products.
Well, there were these things that you put into your panty to make it not...
Is that right? Was it a TV commercial? You saw it somewhere on TV?
It was on YouTube.
On YouTube. And was it somebody explaining it, or did it have a famous character talking about it?
Let me go to your product. See
okay,
this
what
one.
Credit card
email,
do you...
The Thong D disposable device.
Okay, well, we don't have a commercial about that, so... Nope.
Well, I saw it.
What credit card are you going to use?
Product, and I see this on your website. Do you not sell it anymore?
Correct. So what credit card are you going to use?
You only sell the guy a Sayok.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Anything else now?
Well, you seem like you're very upset with me, so...
And how's that? I haven't said anything.
Why are you being so rude to me and asking me for personal information? I had a very difficult day today. I was walking home, and I was assaulted by a group of very angry vile men, and one of them put his penis inside of me, and he raped me. And I'm very upset still, and I have horrible gas, and all of these smells, and I don't know what else to do, and I call you about this product, and you act rude to me? Esther Nickadoodle, I'm a famous woman, a woman of means. Rude, and you make fun of my accent too. It's just so rude.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Tu parles français?
Hello?
Babas. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
What?
Afangu?
Excuse
me. Bogate you.
Really? Why are you trying to speak French? Hello? My hook?
He hung up. Excellent anger at the end.
Why he was so rude, he was making fun of Smile. He sounded like the guy in the YouTube commercial.
Yeah, I think it's just some guy that made up some dumbass thing while he was high. And he probably thinks anybody...
I think he has a medical condition, and he has very stinky gaze.
But Cheryl, who is going to buy this? This can't be real. Do you think this is a real product?
Yes.
It's a sleeping bag.
People have ostomy bags and all kinds of things, and it's stinky duty.
Did he say it has, like, a hanger for the bag? I didn't quite get that.
I don't know, but I want to know if they've had complaints about their horrible customer service.
You want to call the Better Business Bureau?
No.
So what now, Cheryl? Are we done?
No.
Oh, God.
You want fish or anything?
Patrick, I don't have... Patrick wants you to call Kirstie Alley. I don't have her number.
No. Croc? Croc?
I know who we can call.
I'd like to get someone to pray for me.
Hi, you've reached the right place, the Afterline.
God damn it.
Currently, all our consultants are busy with other callers.
They've really fucked us, Cheryl. You're right. I'm going to try it with the other number, with Google Voice, okay? Cheryl?
Yep.
But you're going to have to figure out how to spell a no abort on the phone, because you know I can't do that sort of thing.
It's got the letters on the number.
I'm not on Google Voice, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Do it? Let's try. Okay. Google Voice. Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. 1-800 element. No. 66 A B O WARA T. So it's 1-800-662-2678. Firm uterus is my number, Cheryl. Okay.
Hi, you've reached the right place, the action line. Currently, all our consultants are busy with other callers, but they are working hard to get to your call. Calls are answered in the order they are received, so please stay on the line. If you'd like to find out more about the Option Line, you can look us up at www.optionline.org.
Is this still... Why did somebody buy out No Abort, Cheryl?
Nothing.
I mean, I don't understand what happened. What happened?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Product.
Product. I have some questions about your product.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Make some fish. Did we try to call this black radio ad again?
I don't. What ad?
I don't remember. I got this on my list of possible calls.
Hello, honey.
Like?
Hello, honey. Hello.
Bonnie Heimer.
Hello, honey.
Hello, honey.
Hello, honey.
Hello, honey.
Let's call the operator.
Operator.
Yeah.
Pat Robertson Prayer Line. Did you call it, John?
What?
Hold on.
Just call someone for fuck's sake. Oh, give me a number. Where's that goddamn thing?
I mean, we could call CTA if you tell me specific things to say.
Oh, they're horrible. There's nothing. They don't. I don't know what. I mean, we could call him, but I just can't imagine that would...
I mean, we could call Marta or something like that.
I'm going to call the operator. Operator. Because I used to be an operator.
Information. I didn't even know it's still a job.
Maybe it isn't. Oh, here. What is the phone number for the operator? Here.
Yeah. Oh. The switchboard. I'm going to get my typewriter out of my pack of tail. Get my Rolodex. Do you like how I said it?
Your Rolodex?
Zipper gave me a Rolodex.
You said Rolodex. Sugar dumplings. What was that thing that you gave me that number and it said... Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, it didn't work.
Didn't work. Let's see. Trotsky barking. Shush. Okay, you're going to press 5 when you...
Why?
5.
Why?
Because that's the operator from Call ATT. Not yet! Jesus Christ.
What am I asking the operator?
I don't fucking know. Something.
Well, you have to tell me what to ask. Can you help me?
Ask her to call the laundromat in Sarajevo.
You're what? Calling,
ask for Joni Simmons. She's at the laundromat in Sarajevo, Yugoslavia. It's an emergency.
What?
Just do it. I used to do it all the time. Joni Simmons at the opera, the laundromat. She's from the United States. Didn't you ever hear the calls I used to play a long time ago?
Right? No.
You never did? I used to call like, God, it was like 25 years ago. I would call like, back when they still had operators, I would always call the same number for Hotel Museumzicht in Amsterdam because I went there with a friend, and we were high always back then, and she sat on the glass table and broke it.
Okay.
And the guy came up and he said, "Excuse me, would you please shut your mouth?" So we thought that was rude, so we just called him forever after that. And we asked for the laundromat and said it was an emergency person-to-person call for Joni Simmons.
Well, someone I know used to cool these hotels in isolated areas and asked for it. They had brown mustard. Pretty rude.
Ask, okay, so dial AT&T. Press 5.
To place a calling card or credit.
Ask person-to-person call, and then just deal with the rest.
Please dial the number you are calling again now.
No.
Press. The number you have called is not correct.
0. Just pretend.
AT&T.
Just pretend it's 20 years ago. You're old.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Bitch.
Please hang up, redial your call, and follow the menu prompts. If you are calling from a rotary phone and require operator assistance to complete your call, please hang up, dial 00, and say operator at the prompt.
I know this.
00?
This is really old
school. I don't think that's going to work.
I'll try it. Oh, shit, it's not working. What about 000? Does Google Voice have an operator? Okay, what Sprint?
1-800. Is that what you call 1-800-CALL-ATT?
Yes.
So that's prompt 5 for operating
systems. Overseas.
Let's try Bell operator.
Overseas.
Bell Canada. 411.
No, I ain't calling that.
Okay. So North America.
Well, we could get the operator.
Here we go. From Bell Canada, Bell Relay Service.
Okay. Where is it?
A moment. We'll call it.
What are you doing?
Please hold.
I don't see nothing.
Please hold.
Please hold. Cheryl, what are you doing? God, why did it take you so long to type that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to place the person call.
Just pretend it's like 1980 and you just haven't used the phone since then.
Welcome to Canada. For service in English, press 1. Pour le service en français, appuyez sur le 2. To charge this call to a calling card, enter the calling card and PIN number now. For a collect call, please press 1-1. To charge this call to another number, please press 1.
You need an operator.
For person to person and other calls, please press 0 for the operator.
Person to person.
Please hold for operator assistance.
Call for RJ Morehouse. He's on Facebook.
Operator, may I help you, telephonist?
Honey, I'd like to place a person to person call to my friend Joni Simmons in the laundromat in Sarajevo. She's from the U.S. This is Esther Nickadoodle, her good friend. Okay. Hello? Hello? Man.
She hung up.
What happened? You calling back?
She hung up.
Rude operator.
These Canadians are quick. I mean,
she's not a smooth operator. She's a rude operator.
Wait a second. That's a weird number. I just realized how weird that number is. Oh, wait.
Why? 5-5-5.
Hang on, I gotta get Trotsky. Hold on, talk to the audience. I gotta get Trotsky just a second.
Okay. Hi, my name is Esther Nickadoodle. I'm 25 years old, young, prolapsed CEO of Dick Daycare Institutions Caring for Kids. And, yeah,
fibromyalgia is one of my illnesses. Product. Got a lot of products. Mm-hmm. Product.
Hi, good boy. Trotsky? I mean, Cheryl? Trotsky's going to hump his bear. You're in luck. He's humping his bear right behind me. Mm-hmm. See that?
Yes.
That's what he wanted in my room, his boyfriend. I got to get out of the way so you can see it.
I lost my purse.
Here, look. He's humping his bear. Here goes Earls. Here goes Earls. Well,
maybe we should call it Denny's in Woodland Hills.
That's where Andy Vera Charles lives.
Yeah. So that's some of my purse.
I think everybody needs to, be asked about your purse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's give me the number there. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Ask if they know Ann Auntie Vera. And Gooch. Or something. All right, how now? How now? How now? How now? I can't believe no abort for Christmas, even. Mm-hmm. So this is it. They're finally on to us. Well, we had a good run.
I'm sure we'll try again.
I think it's because Deborah. Trotsky, come on. Yeah. Oh, God, Cheryl. Where is it?
This morning, Danny Simunica, this is John Sigourdan.
Hi, honey. I believe that my friend Vera Charles is there. I'm wondering if I could talk to her. This is Esther Nickadoodle.
Talk to who?
My friend Vera Charles is there. She's drinking with her husband Gooch and eating.
You said Charles, you said?
Vera Charles.
This is a Denny's restaurant, ma'am.
Yeah, she's eating there. Can I talk
Hello?
To her? Yeah, I'm calling from the laundromat.
You're breaking up, your phone is breaking up. I cannot hear you clearly.
Hello?
Can you repeat that?
Yes, my friend. Can you hear me, honey? Honey, can you hear me?
Still you're breaking up, but yes.
Yeah, my friend Vera Charles is there. I'd like to speak
No, I don't know, ma'am, who is Charles, ma'am. I have a lot of people sitting here. I don't know who's
okay.
Charles, ma'am.
Also, okay. I was in there the other day, and I think I left my purse.
Your purse where, ma'am?
I left it in the bathroom. I've got a lot of things in there I need.
Which time did you leave it in? Afternoon or morning?
Cell phone.
Huh?
Got my cell phone.
What time did you left it?
I left it last night, I think around 8 o'clock.
Last night, what's your name?
My name's Esther Nickadoodle.
Your phone is breaking up for some reason. I cannot hear you, ma'am. Can you spell it your name? Esther, right?
E-S-T-E-R-N-I-K-K-A. Doodle.
I-K-K-A.
Like the KKK. D-O-O-C-L-E.
Okay, Easter. I'm going to put the Easter, okay? Your name.
Ma'am.
Easter. Esther. Okay. And
Esther.
Yeah, Esther. Ma'am. Okay. Esther. And you said you left yesterday, right?
My name, last name is Nickadoodle. Like Yankee Doodle, but
that's fine, ma'am. That's fine. First name is okay. It does. Okay.
So yesterday you left it, right? I'm going to make a note of that, okay? You can call back tomorrow morning and find out, okay?
There was a lot of blood in the urinal in the bathroom. I don't know if anyone cleaned that
up. Okay,
ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, are you checking for me?
Yeah, let me check, okay? Can you give me a call back in 10 minutes?
Sure, I'll call you back. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you.
What was it you said about Nicka Doodle? It's like Yankee Doodle.
Like Yankee Doodle, but Nicka. Let's call him back in 10 minutes. Now, Madge, I was cracking up because I saw Trotsky humping his bear in the background.
He's still doing it.
He got a red rocket.
You know, it looks terrible. I had a snickerdoodle the other day at a restaurant. I thought of you.
Ooh.
Trotsky's like, these calls suck. I need to save the day with my lipstick.
He's licking his lipstick.
Well, that's what he do.
Man, I think he came on the bear.
Oh, he done that. He's had that bear for like 8 years.
Does it smell like balls?
I ain't gonna smell the thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Ain't no thing with a chicken wing. No. Mance, do you have other questions that I should ask this dot? I know we can call a different Woodland Hills one and see if they got my purse.
I told you, you should have said, ask Vera. It was a Denny's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you say, okay, I know it's crowded, but Andy Vera is there. She always gets the super bird.
Hi.
Because that's that big sandwich. It's like a huge club sandwich with like 4 layers.
You would know.
Well, I don't know if they still have it. It's been years. Or we can call the, where do they have the peanut buster parfait?
Yeah, like Culver's or something.
No, it ain't Culver's.
It's nasty Culver's.
How do you know about Culver's? That's a fucking
Midwest. It's a Midwest thing. It's horrible.
Yeah. You have those in New Jersey?
No, I visited the Midwest before, Mary. I'm a very well-traveled girl.
Yeah.
On my way to Yuma, sometimes they sneak through the U.S. like a slithering snail. Leave my lap triangle.
Everybody came. John Kobach, I thought you were taking a Xanax and going to bed.
Cougar pills?
Cougar piss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there a different restaurant we should call? Hardee's.
I love Hardee's.
Oh, the delicious breakfast potatoes.
I miss it. You know, I used to, when I was in high school, I used to get very stoned with my friends before school. Like before high school, we would go to Hardee's because they had, and we'd buy all the breakfast eggs. And they always had a little sticker like Mr. Yuck, but it was a happy face, and it said, good morning, egg, which always seemed so odd. And once I went with my friend Beulah the Ballbreaker. That wasn't really her name, but she was a big lesbian, but we called her Beulah the Ballbreaker, but her real name was Christy. And once I, like, opened my orange juice, like, by pressing it, and it exploded all over her face, and well, it was funny, and we all laughed. You left your denim fanny pack in the bathroom. It contains. Did you notice in Gail's video, she was wearing a fanny pack when she was proving that she actually was truly leaving the house?
Yeah.
She's like, look,
someone got a screenshot of Trotsky humping the bird.
Oh, thank God.
It's a good one.
Yes, Beulah the Ballbreaker from Porky's. That's why we called her that. This was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because she was like that. And Beulah used to work at the Burger King, and she would steal, McDonald's, because they used to have those cards where you could win, like, Big Macs, the scratch-off cards. And she would give us, like, a duffel bag full of these scratch cards, and we would sit in our cars, because there's nothing to do in Indiana. Sit in these cars all day, just scratch until we get like a Big Mac, a French fry, and a Coke. and then go and get our free food and, yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Actually, it was fun.
Okay, we're going to call one in Minnesota. I'm going to ask you about my denim fanny pack.
All right. Give me the number.
It's Denny's in Blaine, Minnesota.
Well, why should I care if it's in Blaine? I mean, I just need to call the number.
This one, maybe somebody will be very white.
Oh, you're being racial because you don't want to
talk.
Yeah,
this one, that one was a Dottie.
Cheryl. Okay. Trotsky. Trotsky. Where your burrow? Come here. Go hump your burrow. This is great. Great cop. Great.
Denny's and Blaine.
Hi, honey. I left some in the bathroom when I was in there yesterday, and I was wondering if you could look to see if it's in there.
What was it?
I left my denim fanny pack in the bathroom. I have some Tams panty pants in there, and I need them. The bathroom was also a huge mess. There was duty and the feces.
I don't know what you're talking about, ma'am.
All over the toilet.
Well, the bathrooms aren't like that now, and there's nothing in there, and I don't see anything lost and found. I'm sorry.
No one turned in my fanny pack?
No, ma'am. I don't see a fanny pack anywhere.
Can you ask?
You know if anybody turned in a fanny pack? I can ask the manager. Hang on.
Just see my message.
I asked the manager and nobody has turned in a fanny pack. Are you sure you're calling the right Denny's? There's another one right down the road.
Okay, do you have the phone number for that one?
I do not have that.
There was a lot of blood.
Ma'am, I'm the only server on right now, and
okay.
I have a lot of tables.
Sorry,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Okay, well, let's call a different one. Blood, urine, and feces.
All right.
Denny's. Let's call one in Wanda's neighborhood. Now you can let my fanny pack and have blood, urine, and feces inside of it. I collect it.
I know. We'll call the Waffle House where all the drunk people are in Boys Town.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's actually on the same street I live on.
Jean Taco. I had my fanny pack, my jeans, fanny pack, my jeans, and my jeans.
That's more
skirt.
That's more like a Jean prolapse.
Jean skirt girdle.
And it's a Jean prolapse.
Jean skirt girdle.
This is the Waffle House. It gets rough in there, Cheryl. Trust me.
Rough, like black.
No, just like really drunk and Queens.
Trotsky is still humping.
Do we be? Good boy.
Mm-hmm. He's working the door.
Say blood, urine, and feces a lot. He has worked at the door. Blood, urine, and feces.
You have called Waffles Cafe at 3611 North Broadway. Please leave your name and your number, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Sorry, Cheryl, that wasn't Waffle House. That was Waffles Cafe. I didn't mean that.
Well, I think we can call back. First of all, let's call back to Denny's in Vera's neighborhood, and then we'll call Waffle House.
We already did call.
No, he said to call back in 10 minutes. I'm going to call back, and I'm going to confront him about the blood, urine, and feces in his bathroom.
No, it's IHOP. Why did I say Waffle House? It's
man.
IHOP.
We're Are calling. We calling back to Dottie?
Stop saying Dottie. I don't like that kind of talk.
Dottie.
Here it is. This isn't the right one. 60657, maybe?
Yeah.
Diversity.
Brodsky is so horny.
Yeah, honey. He sure is. Okay, here it is. Is he still humping it? Blood, urine, and feces.
Bloody.
Bloody.
There was bloody on the floor.
Yeah.
Blood duty. Yeah.
Or bud. Buff. Here we go. This is IHOP. Bathrooms are disgusting. Bathrooms are horrible.
Thank you for calling IHOP at Health and Grace. This is Paul. How may I help you?
Hi, honey. I left a denim fanny pack in the bathroom earlier today, and I was wondering if you could point it. Got some.
Let me try and help you out with that. Let me put you on with my manager.
Thank you, honey. Okay. I think it's one of my sides.
Thank you for calling up on Halton from Just Speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, honey. I was wondering, I was in there earlier today, and I think I left my denim fanny pack with my attendant, another female.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I left my denim fanny pack in the bathroom. So I was wondering if you could see if it was there. And also, the bathroom had a lot of blood, urine, and feces all over the place. So I don't know if that's cleaned up.
Yeah. I'm sorry, so you're breaking up really bad. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now, young? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you a little bit better.
So, I left my denim fanny pack. The bathroom.
You left your fanny pack?
Yes, in the bathroom.
Where'd you leave it?
I think in the
bathroom. In the
bathroom?
Yeah. Okay, well, we don't have a fanny pack here, sir.
Okay, it's ma'am. My name's Esther. And did you clean up the bathroom? There was a lot of blood and urine and feces.
Oh,
all
I do apologize.
The
yes, we did. We did. We did clean that up. I do apologize.
Okay. Does that happen often? Okay.
No, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Can you check? I mean, I left it in the bathroom.
Oh, and you might want to look in your car or in your hand or something. You might want to look in your car, in your hand. It might be around there somewhere.
Sir, exactly what was in the fanny pack, sir?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. Exactly what was in your fanny pack? Someone might have stole what was in your fanny pack.
Well, I had an iPhone up in there. I had a 10-inch fanny pack. I had a
Okay, and we do agree that you are a sir, correct?
No, my name is Esther Nicodoodle.
I'm sorry?
My name is Esther Nicodoodle. I'm a
Esther
woman.
Snickerdoodle? Okay. Esther, yeah, I'm sorry, we don't have a fanny pack in here, but we do sell pancakes. So you can come get some if you like.
Okay, I'll come and look at some pants. Y'all put my hands up earlier today.
That was weird. That's a little weird, wasn't it, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
in your hand.
Blood urine. You're buying them?
I like how she like apologized for the bathroom. She's like, oh yeah, blood, urine, feces. Yeah, that happens.
Blood, urine, and feces is very normal.
Sorry about that. We cleaned up that blood, urine, and feces
from earlier. They call it the Indian manual. I want to know about my purse.
We'll call one more. Do you want it to try no abort, or do you want the Indian man, or what?
Sure. Well, it's different.
What's different?
You have to call back the Dottie and then no abort. That's it.
Give me a number.
I gave you the fucking number.
I don't have it now.
No. Trotsky, stop.
Trotsky's cool. He's all right. I don't know which number it was. Do you remember what the first three digits were?
Let me look for you, Mary.
Oh, yeah. Was it the gas sack?
No, he hates me. He hates me so much. I think it had been 8122.
8122?
818-84-812.
Okay. Better be.
Dotty.
Stop saying dot.
Talking to some engine. Yeah, he is going to find a tiny pie.
Blood, urine, faces.
Hello, honey.
I was calling back about my fanny pack. Did you find my denim fanny pack?
Yes, one second. Man. Just hold on. I'm helping one customer. I'll be right with you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you found it. Now I can finally kiss my join in my panty piles.
Yeah. Maybe the contents of the fanny pack are throwing people off.
What was that?
Well, most people would be embarrassed to say that they had Depends. You need to be a little more discreet. Personal, like personal items. Female related.
Kind.
Do you know what a prolapse is? Well, if I may be subtle, related to my prolapse. Swabs. I have to swab my prolapse, and there's an ointment.
What is people?
What do you call the ointment? You know, the Ambisol or something that you put on prolapse, like, not preparation age, but that.
Josh!
Why is nobody there? You'll hear when he picks up because there's all that noise. What's that stuff called?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Ah, yes, ma'am, and I did not find anything. You know, maybe you try by calling in the morning, you know? Hello?
Oh, no, hello? You didn't find... Hello?
Yeah, hi. I did not find. Maybe, you know, you can try by calling in the morning. My GM will be here, okay? Our name is Renee, okay?
Who? Niter?
Huh?
Niter.
Oh, good night, ma'am.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Why did you say Niger?
You called me a nigger.
No, we didn't.
Why is there a picture of black people on the screen?
Well, I think he's Indian. He had a thing on his head.
Okay, Doc.
It's either that or a black nun.
Listen, my black is getting very upset because I'm being very loud.
What is
she's trying to do work.
What is she doing? What kind of work do you do on a Saturday night?
Don't ask me.
So you're on Eastern time, so it's almost 1 in the morning. You should probably get to bail.
Sometimes blacks do work. It's surprising, but it's true. Yeah, well, that was a wonderful grub.
Not really. But we did get $100, so
that
yes.
That is nice.
Thanks, audience.
And I'm glad that we didn't have technical difficulties. I want to congratulate you on fixing your internet problems.
Well, it's really not fixed because...
It was wonderful.
Yeah, I know, but this time, but the thing is, it's only wonderful because I have two computers, which I have to sell this other computer. I can't afford two computers, so it's only...
What?
Unless I can figure out... I was thinking, trying to figure out how I can broadcast from the iPad, which I'm...
Oh, like, that will work great.
Yeah.
Great bandwidth, yeah. I think maybe... I don't know why you said you can't afford to have two laptops. You already purchased them.
Because I have to sell them because I have no money coming in.
Oh, what do you have to pay for?
Condoms, lubes, condoms. What was the other thing?
You don't have to pay rent.
Lube, condoms.
There was tampons.
Tampons, lube,
man,
condoms.
Man, you haven't explained what you have to pay for.
I have bills, honey. I got a phone. I got credit cards.
Okay, what are you buying? Who are you calling?
I'm not buying anything. It's just debt, honey.
But you used to have a condo and you sold that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I won't ask these questions.
Yeah, they're great questions. The only questions you need to meet... Ask me is what time, when can you start?
So for you to say that you can't afford to have a laptop that's probably worth what, $500?
Look, it's worth $1,000.
Okay, but you sold your condo, which was, you burned through all your money? If you did, I'm very upset.
Cheryl,
I made
$1,000 on my condo and it was years ago.
Your Grumholder problems. And now you're saying you're going to fuck it up for what? $100? Right.
Cheryl, I can get $1,000 for this thing. Don't be stupid. It's a 17-inch vagina.
Right.
17 inches. New weave.
New weave. New weave.
Cheryl.
New weave.
The thing
so
is,
my point is just this. I really enjoy grumming.
The point, my point is this, I need a fucking job. I am wasting my abilities sitting here editing large women together. But with that in mind, I'm going to just keep that as an ongoing Fatty Grum edit. And the more, like, and I'm not just going to edit any Fatty Grums, but when we get super Fatty Grums, like with Nikki and DeLois, then that will be, they'll all be eventually mixed in. And years from now, like when we retire.
A 20-minute remix.
When we retire, we'll have a whole super meta Fatty Grum Grum. It'll be a Fatty Grum. Actually, it'll be a Fatty Grum Grum Grum. Each time, it becomes another layer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I need more grums.
It's wonderful.
And I also need people to watch them so they go viral. Like the AIDS. And thanks for everyone for giving us money. Well, there were only four people, but those people were our lovely friend Edith Bunker, Mr. Hackle, and, oh no, let me get the list. It's important. I see here. I should give you your money too, shouldn't I?
You owe me from last time as well.
I do not.
You do.
There was no last time.
Well, from 11:30.
Cheryl, I'm sure I gave you money right after that. I made the payment right away. Let me see. Last time I gave you $20 on December 1st. Yeah. Wasn't that the last show we did?
Shut up.
What?
Fine.
Isn't that the last show we did?
Fine. My record keeping sucks.
It used to be good. I trust your record keeping.
I'm fixing it now.
Now you're trying to rip me off.
Shut up. Sick of you.
Okay, so thank you to Patrick P. of the PNS Explosion.
Thank you, honey.
Rob P., which doesn't stand for P. Mm-hmm. And Crab Vagina, $30. Yeah. Our lovely Edith, 50.
Yes.
I love generous people like Edith Bunker and Patrick Paynes and all of our donors. Edith must have a lot of money. What is she? How come she has so much money?
I
Or she'd just like to give us money and she doesn't have it.
I don't know, but it's amazing. Don't question it.
That's true. Good parent.
Well, thanks for having me, and maybe we'll do a New Year's Grum.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to be here because I like to stay here because, you know, Trotsky's afraid of the fireworks, and I hate people.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It'll be a short groom because I should probably, you know, hang out with the people and all that, but it'd be nice to check in with my niggas. I mean, my manage.
Yeah.
My notebooks, you know.
And Trotsky can hump thump something for you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well, talk to you later, Nyokle.
Bye, honey. Squish.
Bye, hon.
That's it.
What?
Leave it alone.
No. It's not a picture.
Oh, it's not a picture.
No.
What is it?
Sound.
A what?
Sound.
A camera?
No. Sound.
Sound.
Sound. Here.
You're putting hearing aid.
You want me to show you?
Yeah.
It's a nice little thing, huh?
Yeah. What is this? Is it tape recorder?
Tape recorder.
And it does all the whatever conversation there is. It comes out.
Andy, do you want something to eat, honey? I asked him. He said no. Andy, you sure you don't want something, honey? I'll fix something for you. Were you taping what we were saying?
Yeah. Yes. Didn't you understand it? I could.
Hmm.
I heard it.
Say something. Say something now.
I love you.
I love you too. Okay. Here, let's hear how it sounds. Okay.
Sure. You won't want to kill for using that recording in your act.
Yeah.
You're a nut.
I'll tell you what it was. Because, you know, there's three acts, okay? One, two, and then me. I'm three. I'm the headliner. I'm the big
star
of the
show.
I'm the big shot.
Wait, why don't you want to ride in my car? I have to use my car because I have to put miles on it.
So you use it tomorrow.
No, Grandma,
when
I have to use
the car. When it comes back to go to Grandma, you'll use it.
No, I'm used to the car. Oh, come on, let me drive the car. You know, I feel better doing it now.
Open your window.
Open your window? No, remote control. I push this button, the car will drive by itself. I don't even have to look at where it's going.
Oh, really?
By radar control. Yep. You want me to show you?
No, thanks, man. I'm going to the ride.
Speed control. No, it won't. It's radar. It can tell where the curb is. It can tell where everything is. It won't bump into any cars. It slows down if a car is slowing down in front of you. Want me to show you?
Yeah.
Let me show you. You want to see the remote control?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the purpose of it?
I don't know. It's just easier. Okay. Watch this. I don't have to even have my hands on the wheel. Not even on the wheel. I don't have to. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Whoa! Look at this.
You're
coming somewhere. No, I don't have to touch it. I don't have to touch anything.
I
don't have to touch anything.
See, it's
the stop sign and it's stopped.
Stop!
Okay, go.
Oh, Andy, honey, hold on to the wheel.
I put this like this.
That's why I don't want to go with you.
Go. See? And it goes. Look at that. See, it goes. All by itself.
Andy, please hold on to the wheel.
Look at that. See? Now, what? Let me tell you something else. It's going to make
Andy,
the car fly.
Miles.
I know. I'm going to make the car fly now. Watch this. You want to see the car fly?
No.
Why not?
Put my bread on the top. Watch it.
Stop. Stop. See?
It does it with the brakes.
See? Go. Hey, pal, I don't have all day, okay? You want to give me the ticket already? You know I'm not going to pay it. You know I'm going to win in court, man. I'm going to make a fool of you. You know that, sir.
You
now, just give me the ticket.
What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do?
Knock the shit out of you.
Oh, you are,
that's
are
right.
You? Oh, yeah?
Take me to court.
Yeah?
Me
oh, you are going
to
knock the shit out of me. Look, just give me the ticket. Stop.
Here.
You're going to knock the shit out of me.
Stop!
You
stop!
Rhiannon rings like a bell through the night, and wouldn't you love to love her? She rules her life like a bird in flight, and who will be her lover? All your life you've never seen a woman taken by the sky. Would you stay if she promised to you heaven? the dark, and then she is the darkness. She rules her life like a fine skylark, and when the sky is starless. All your life you've never seen a woman taken by the sky. Where would you stay if she promised to you heaven? Would you even try? Would you even try? Rihanna, 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 Rihanna. She is like a cat in the dark, and then she is the darkness. She rules her life like a bird in flight, and like a bell through the night, and wouldn't you love to love her? She rules her life like a bird in flight, and who will be her lover? All your life you've never seen a woman taken by sky. Where would you stay if she promised to you heaven? Would you even try? Would you even try? Your dreams unwind, love's a state of mind. Your dreams. Rihanna. and you still cry out for her. And you still cry out for her. Rihanna.
Bloated with a B. Ah! Fuck. The hell was that? Oh, that's the wrong hole. Sounds like how I talk to Gussie half the time.
G-double-R-L, 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 G-double-R-L.
You know, I've had it. I have had it.
And now, little lady, if you'll kindly step up to the parapet, I'll give you a lesson in marksmanship.
You couldn't give me a lesson in long-distance spitting. Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat.
Any note you can reach, I can go higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 No, you can't.
Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents?
40 cents.
30 cents?
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can say anything softer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can do it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe.
Without being caught?
Sure.
That's what I thought, you crook.
Any note you can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes,
no, you
can.
Yes, you
solve them.
bigger than Prince. Walk around like you're bigger than Prince. Say is crazy. In God we trust.